views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today I have the distinct privilege to have Lisa Barnett of the Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom with us. So Lisa teaches students around the world to access personal soul wisdom and Akashic Guides for Life. With more than 25 years of experience in spiritual healing, Lisa is a master of empowering individuals to find their greater fulfillment, happiness, abundance, health, and ease. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Audrey. I'm really excited to be here with you today.
I am too. Oh my gosh, time goes so fast. I can't believe it's been 4 months already since we met at the Denver Mind, Body, and Spirit celebration. Can you?
I know. No, it really has flown by so fast. And I'm looking forward to being back in Denver in just a month. I can't, you know, so all wild, all very fast and fun.
Yes. So we're going to talk about this throughout the show. But Lisa, you are teaching a class for us here in Denver. And go ahead and tell us about it since we're talking about it.
Okay. I teach people to access their soul guidance through the Akashic Records. And of course, we'll talk a lot more about that over the hour. Yeah. But I am doing an Akashic Self-Mastery workshop for 3.5 days in Denver, probably actually in Golden, so 30 minutes outside of the city of Denver, August 11th through the 14th. And this really helps people connect to their soul guidance with the Akashic Records to really go deep into having conversations with these beings of light who are here to guide you each and every day on your soul purpose, on what are your soul contracts, healing karma. And of course, we'll be sharing a lot more about all of that as we go on today.
Yes, absolutely. So I have to be honest, a lot of people in my network, I kind of have people who are like, oh my God, I can't believe Lisa's coming to Denver. And then I have others who are like, I'm sorry, Akasha, what? And so I've been telling those people, well, you have to listen to the show because Lisa and I are going to dig more into what Akashic Records are exactly. And so that's obviously where I want to start. Is just, can you share with us more about what they are, how you discovered it, and how it's helping people?
Yes, absolutely. So the basic definition of what an Akashic Record is it is the record of your soul's journey through time immemorial. So the truth is that we are infinite souls. We live much more than many more than one or two lifetimes. We live hundreds here on Earth. Many of us live in other dimensions, other planets, if you go with the kind of more galactic concept. We are ancient and wise souls. Mm-hmm. And all of that information about who you really are in this deep way is written and recorded in your Akashic Record. So if you imagine that each person has their own personal library of books, and these books you can think of as, say, each book is a lifetime, you would have hundreds of books just from planet Earth. And again, some may be from other dimensions. We have life in between. We live in, I don't know what else to call, you know, planets or places and dimensions. There's so much more than just this Earth out there, mm-hmm. In the galactic sort of sense. So the fact that most of us have been teachers and guides and wise ones. We may have been enlightened in some lifetimes. We may have been high priests and priestesses and monks in Tibet, right? We have so much wisdom. And here we are often living our lives thinking, why am I blocked and why am I so challenged to make money? And the interesting thing we find when we access this soul wisdom of who you are through time immemorial is that you may have taken some vows of poverty in one of those high priestess or monk lives. And it's blocking you from really being a financially abundant person in this life. So kind of in the big picture is there's so much information about who you are, what you've done, where you've been, your gifts and talents that you want to share in this life. We have soul plans. We have contracts with other people to support each other, to learn, to grow, to complete old stories. And all of this is part of your soul plan, part of your Akashic record. So when you can access that big information of you, then it's kind of like having a life manual. You know how a lot of times people say, I have a couple of kids. So often when people have children, especially when they have kind of new babies, they think, I wish this baby came with a manual, right? Why don't our children come with manuals? Why don't they tell us, you know, like, who is that person? What did they come to be? How come they have this type of personality compared to the other child who has that type of personality? Well, honestly, your Akashic record holds a lot of that information for you. So it's valuable, helpful, useful in so many different ways. And we can go, you know, deeper into some of those ways as we talk.
Yes, we are. So I wanted to mention the book that we are talking about today. You have, you've been up to all kinds of stuff, but the book we were going to talk about is your most recent, From Questioning to Knowing. And I think the thing that I most identified with your work is that the Akashic beings of light share that we must be clear in our own energy in order to receive this guidance. And so this is something we're going to talk about more in the show, but how to arrive at this clear space for each one of us is so very different. So does this book give us tips for clearing our energy in order to hear what our personal Akashic records have to say?
Absolutely. So I'll just kind of take one more step back as I was referring to the fact that each and every one of you have a library of your own. You also have your very own personal librarians. So it's very useful to know that there are beings of light, pure source, love beings who are here to help you find, you know, the valuable information for you. So your own Akashic record keepers who, you know, you could think of as a librarian of your library. So what they have said to me over the years is that a simple tool, and there can be many different types and ways to do this, but a simple wisdom is to clear your energy field, create good boundaries so you can more easily align to who you are as a soul, literally bringing in more soul energy into your body of your soul, and then be able to access this information to go forward with greater ease. So it helps to put you on your soul path as you clear your space, create boundaries. So in the book, there's a couple of different ways to do that. They've given us two clearing prayers to clear our energy space and a beautiful meditation, which I call the Rainbow Shield, which also helps you to be guided, guarded, and protected as you align to your soul path and purpose and walk through life.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I think my favorite one you didn't mention, but the opening your heart to receive messages. This was one of the meditations that I really identified with. And being able to, I guess probably because it's a meditation that I like to give, one that I call moving your thoughts from your head to your heart. And so this open heart meditation that you gave was really quite similar to it. And I loved that it's so quick. Like you literally, if you need to, I do this a lot, like at conferences or in big groups, like escape to the bathroom real quick. And it takes like 30 seconds and you're able to like realign with your own heart and your own knowing. But I wanted in these last couple minutes in this segment to talk about, you know, whether it's the open heart meditation or this rainbow clearing that you're talking about, what sort of shifts are you seeing with your clients because of this work?
Well, really quite a few different shifts. And, you know, because I've worked with thousands of people over the years, there's everything. What people find the probably most profound is that when we can move people out of our space, when we can really learn to easily and simply drop out of our heads and down into our hearts, when we can fill our whole physical body with our soul spirit energy, when we can do all of these, you know, however we do them, you could do one quick connection, you could do 15, 20 minutes of clearing prayers and meditations, you know, so just kind of depending on the time factor for people. But when people start to do this on a regular basis, which doesn't have to be every day, and like we just said, it could be, you know, 30 seconds or 10 minutes, what I find is that people really start to understand who they are in a bigger way.
Yeah.
They get into alignment around their purpose, and they get on their path. And that is so useful for all of us.
It is. Wonderful. So we actually need to take a quick break. Again, you're listening to Rewired Life Radio with myself, Audrey Michelle. And of course, my guest today is Lisa Barnett of the Akashic Knowing. And her book that we are talking about is From Questioning to Knowing. And of course, you can learn more about Lisa by going to akashicknowing.com. And if you're interested in learning more about her coaching, her meditations and everything she has going on, you can go to akashicknowing.com. Stay tuned with us, and we are going to continue to chat with Lisa. So we'll be right back.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Okay, hi everybody. We are back on Rewired Life Radio. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and my guest today is Lisa Barnett, who is talking with us about Akashic Records and how we can shift from questioning to knowing. So before we continue, Lisa, I want to make sure everyone knows how to learn more about your work, your book, like I said, From Questioning to Knowing, and your upcoming class here in Denver. So what is the best way for us to learn about all these things?
Well, it's all on my website, which is www.akashicknowing.com. And I'm sure there'll be a link there that people can connect to. Right there on the homepage, you'll see my book, From Questioning to Knowing. And if you click on that, you will also be able to receive 3 free gifts. There is the Rainbow Shield Meditation, which helps you to really clear your space. And there's, you know, 2 other gifts there. So if you just want to learn a little bit more and receive some free gifts, you can go to akashicknowing.com and do that.
Perfect. And that rainbow one, that's the one we were just talking about in the last segment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. So we can totally get that for free. That's super fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So your book is filled with so much information and on a soul level, right? And so I'm just really curious about what the critical topics are that we can learn from this book.
Well, the way I see it is that because when the Akashic Masters asked me to write this book, they said, we'd like to bring the healing vibration of the Akashic Records out to the world, which means we just like to share this information and wisdom in a very simple style that everyone can access. And that is the 73 prayers to transform your life. So there's 73 healing prayers that are imbued with this high energy, high divine source energy. So they can be very miraculous. Many of my clients say that they said a prayer once or maybe 2 or 3 times, and they felt really big shifts in their lives. Even people around them changed.
Yeah.
But there's lots of information in here. Also, the way they gave it to me was we talked about things like how forgiveness heals karma and what karma means. And then we all, you know, so there's some information, kind of the big picture, how they see this in the infinite wisdom of people's lives. What does karma mean? Because it's not a punishment, as some of the old kind of philosophies believe, like, oh, karma, that's your bad, you're going to be punished, you're going to get yours, right?
Yeah.
And so we talk about karma, we talk about kind of how infinite our souls are, about the soul contracts and the soul plans we write. One of the things I find interesting, and I know we'll get to, is, you know, why did we pick the family of origin that we picked? Because, you know, so many people are not too excited about their families, right? So we say, why would I do that? You know,
yes.
So there's information about that in here also.
Yeah. A wealth of information, which is, so I essentially had to pick 2 because there's so much information and so much information that I identified with. And the 2 that I loved that really stood out to me, like you said, are karma and soul contracts. And so I wanted to spend this segment talking about karma. And then next segment, we'll focus on soul contracts. But you mentioned something about forgiveness. So how can forgiveness heal karma?
Well, the way the Akashic Masters explain karma to us is that it is part of a learning process. And like I said, it doesn't mean you did something, you know, bad or that you're being punished. We come here as souls to learn and to grow. Mm-hmm. In all ways. So often, just like you would, you know, look at a little child, we make mistakes. We do things that maybe are not in the highest integrity. We maybe hurt people accidentally, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously, sometimes mm-hmm. out of an emotion such as anger or jealousy. And these are all places that our souls come to learn and grow. So what karma is basically you make a choice that isn't the highest and best choice for you and the people around you or whoever's involved in this situation. And then we, as a soul, are really called to learn, to understand, and to grow. So this can happen in one lifetime, or for some people, it takes 5 or 10 lifetimes to figure it out. Right. I was going to say, I'll give you an example. Is that a good
Please.
Thing?
Yes.
Okay. So if you imagine that you're in a marriage and you're not very happy in that marriage, it feels like a very loveless marriage or, you know, for whatever reason, you married the wrong person. And so instead of getting divorced, maybe you're in a situation where you don't feel that you can get divorced. You know, of course, there's a million, you know, different reasons that we make the choices we make. But, you know, if we imagine that the person that we're in the relationship with, we're not in a time or place where divorce is accepted. So we feel very stuck, but we kind of abandon ourselves and our family anyway. And we may do that through escapism, alcohol, you know, addiction, overworking.
I had one guest call it ing. She called it inging. So shopping, drinking.
Yes. Yes.
Drugging, whatever. Yes.
Some version of some addiction that really takes us away. And often for people in those kind of situations, it's more of the alcohol or drugs, but it's a level of abandonment. And the other possibility is we might abandon them. We can't, you know, maybe we can't get divorced, but we can get in our car and drive away. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear that story. My dad went out for cigarettes and he never came back. Right? Yeah. That kind of crazy thing. Well, what you're doing is you're creating karma for yourself. And often this gets to be a bit of a group karmic situation. And that would mean that either in your next relationship, this is going to have to be figured out. So where is this coming from? Are you going to be in another situation where you abandon that family too? Are they really spiritual blocks within you? Can you open your heart and love? Maybe you have issues around love, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is all about you as a soul coming to that place to understand what's up.
And yeah, understand what that is.
Know, right. It really is all about us.
Yeah.
And this is the Akashic Records. They're all about you. Your records are all about you.
Yeah. So in the book, you talk about one thing that I underlined was you talk about unhappiness. And if you didn't work through the issue causing the unhappiness, so you say instead you ran away, like you just mentioned, and left the others feeling emotionally abandoned. The fact is you didn't learn how to communicate effectively, share your feelings, resolve your inner conflict, or control your temper at that moment. And you didn't learn the lesson that your soul wished to learn. And now you've incurred a debt called karma.
Right. Yes.
I thought that was a beautiful way to put it.
Yes, it is. And we thank the Akashic Masters for that. Like I say, I channel the books. I don't really write them.
I know.
They're so much more eloquent than me.
So,
but the truth is, there you are. And it's time for you in this life or another to figure this out. And one of the things with forgiveness is that if we can forgive ourselves and learn and change, then we're going to heal that karma. If we blame the other person that they were not communicative, they were not very nice, they weren't there for us, right? When we put it out on other people, mm-hmm. then we're not learning, growing, and healing. Yeah. When we can come back and understand that we always have a piece to play in the situation, and we can go really deep and figure what that is, and we can forgive ourselves for our part, and we can forgive the other person for their part, mm-hmm. and then we can really open our hearts and heal.
Yeah.
And the forgiveness prayer is very, very helpful for that.
Yes. I know. I was like, we have 3 minutes left in this segment. I'm like, we need to do this forgiveness prayer because I really do like it.
Okay. And it is, doesn't take that long.
So. I didn't think so.
So the prayer of forgiveness. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness towards anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness towards myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness towards myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the grace and the power of forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to a state of divine innocence. And so it is. Blessed be.
And so it is. I love it. It's like very light. Like the space just feels very, very light. And I think this is perfect because it's time for another break. So again, this is Audrey Michelle. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio. And if you go to audreymichelle.com, there is more information about my book, coaching, free content, and all the fun stuff that is coming up in the future on Rewired Life Radio. When we come back, Lisa and I are going to talk more about her book, From Questioning to Knowing, and we are going to dig into these soul contracts that she's been talking about. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back here to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we are talking about how to love, heal, and celebrate through our Akashic Records. My guest today is Lisa Barnett, who is the founder of the Akashic School of Knowing, and we are talking today about her book, From Questioning to Knowing, and about her upcoming class here in Denver. Lisa, tell us more about the class and how we can get signed up.
Well, I'm really excited to be sharing this in Denver because it's such a beautiful spiritual community and amazing place. So the Akashic Self Mastery you can find on my website. So at akashicknowing.com, if you click on classes, you will find that one pretty easily. And what I'm doing is I'm teaching a 3.5-day workshop. It starts Friday night around 7 o'clock on August 11th. And it's 3 full days, all day Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, where we take a deep, deep dive into connecting to our soul wisdom. So we open our hearts to receive the support so that we can follow our soul's path. So many people are interested in understanding what they came to do and who they are as a soul. What's my soul purpose, right? Is one of those big questions. Mm-hmm. But really, when we go into the Akashic Records, we can learn more about the difficult and challenging relationships and the gifts that they hold for us. And we learn how to create those boundaries so that we're on and aligned to our soul path. And we've learned so many tools to release karma, to clear stuck energy, to move forward in our lives. So we'll talk more, I know, about soul contracts. We learn about why we wrote the ones we wrote and where are our contracts of support out there in the world. So learning how to read your own soul's records to connect to the divine beings of light that are here to guide you every day and really to deepen onto your soul path so that you can do your purpose-driven work in life.
Yeah,
that's what this
it.
Workshop is all about.
Yeah, I'm telling you, for the listeners, if you are at all, if your interest is at all piqued with any of this, come to Lisa's class. Her work has really opened up so much for me personally and professionally. I think it's all very fascinating. So like I previously mentioned, I want to spend this segment talking about soul contracts. So you say in the book, the biggest challenges and blocks in our lives are those that are often created by complicated soul lessons connected to karma, and these vows and contracts which we have made with our souls. So tell us more about soul contracts and how they affect our relationships.
So the interesting thing is, though, every time we decide to re-embody into a human body and come here to Earth, we make a soul plan. And part of that plan is, who am I going to spend some of my life with? And these are what we consider soul contracts. So many of us pick out parents. Sometimes it's siblings. Sometimes we have soul contracts with our grandparents or our aunts and uncles. And of course, our spouses, our children, our business partners, our best friends. And so if you imagine that before you embodied, you might have written 50 or 100 soul contracts. And some of them are great contracts around support. And my wish for everyone is that their significant other and their best friends are all soul contracts of support to support you and help you and, you know, really enjoy life with you. But honestly, many of us are born into families that are challenging. There's some old karma and lessons we want to learn. We may have an emotionally abusive or physically abusive parent in our lives. And we think, why would I pick this family? And what the Akashic Masters explain about this sort of thing is that, again, life is about learning and growing. So it's not just, you know, camp. It's not just fun vacation. Yeah. It really is about really those next steps on our spiritual path. And so if you imagine that in maybe a lifetime, hundreds of years ago, maybe you were the abusive parent, or maybe you were an army general and you were terribly mean and abusive to everybody in your army. Well, we come back to experience all sides of a story. So that means if I was an angry, abusive mother or father in a lifetime, the likelihood that I'm going to have that either as a child or as a partner in a marriage, or possibly both, until we can understand, figure it out, and heal it, these things show up in our lives. So many people find that they had maybe an abusive parent, and then they have an abusive marriage. And it's because we didn't kind of understand, learn around, be able to, you know, learn the lesson, whatever it is for us. And often it really is the big picture and forgiveness, the understanding why or how that person sees the life. Sometimes it's about being able to see the world through someone else's eyes so that we can move out of judgment and out of blame and out of fear. And so all of these are the huge lessons in the world that we're here to learn, and they show up in our soul contracts in so many different ways.
Interesting. So can we change or end these contracts?
Yes, we can. And, you know, here's an interesting thing is that some contracts are very short-lived. So I see some clients will come to me and they'll maybe a woman comes and she's pregnant, and but she doesn't actually has decided she doesn't want to marry or be with the father. And she wants to understand and know more about the soul contract. And interestingly, the contract is between her and the child, the unborn child, and it's not really with the father. He just kind of stepped in to, you know, help this happen.
Yeah.
Exactly. So when people can understand that that's a possibility, they can let go of that relationship and really focus on building the relationship with the child, because that's where the real soul contract is. So it's short-lived. You don't have to fight for this relationship because it really wasn't even a soul contract for you.
Interesting.
So that's one possibility. Another possibility is that that they are bigger ones that really are here to heal. And sometimes they're kind of interestingly convoluted. So I have kind of a weird example in my own life. I apparently wrote 4 soul contracts to have 4 children. And as a person, I didn't really particularly want to have kids. So once I came here, I was like, well, sure, I wouldn't mind having one, maybe 2 kids, but, you know. And then when I got married, I got more excited about children because I really, you know, loved my husband. And he was really excited about having kids. So I'm like, okay, let's have 1 or 2 kids. Well, we had my son. And then I thought, well, okay, if we're going to have another, I'm 39 years old, let's do it. And I got pregnant. And as it turned out, I was pregnant with twins. So all of a sudden, I went from 0 to 3 in a year and a half.
Yeah.
And my nephew moved in. He was 13 years old. His mother went into rehab. And he basically moved in and became our 4th child.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, my 4 children showed up.
They did.
2 pregnancies. They made it in.
You know? That's incredible.
Yeah, and it really is. My nephew, who I consider my fourth child, was here. He lives in Phoenix. He was visiting us this weekend in San Francisco. And he's 36 years old now and just really the light of my life. I feel, you know, he's my oldest son and just love him dearly. And he comes and hangs out. He totally considers me and my husband his parents. And it's wonderful. So sometimes, you know, contracts are not clear cut and straightforward. They can be a little unusual. So I see that sometimes with people where they really want to have kids and maybe they're 42 and don't have, or 45, no children, and they worry about adopting. And that can really be the way the soul contract is written, or maybe it's your partner's child from another marriage. Mm-hmm. So they can be very flexible, they can be very unusual, and when we understand them, they can be completed.
Very,
like the challenging ones that
yeah.
you want to complete.
Yeah. Well, so what I just keep thinking about and what I love about your work, and I think where we overlap is in this situation, if you can ask yourself, A, am I doing the personal work? Like, am I really looking at what is needed for me? And then two, am I meeting this situation with unconditional love and allowing myself to continue to awaken? So kind of like what you said with your kids showing up, like, it sounds like it showed up for you, like being pregnant twice was, we're going to call that good. Yep. But you got your four kids and doing the work for you, which showed up through the Akashic Records, allowed you to awaken and be like, yeah, this is what it's supposed to be for me. I find that so, so refreshing.
And so helpful. Let me just say, when I was into it,
be like, yeah, this is what it's supposed to be.
Right. When I was in the throes of, you know, 1.5-year-old and newborn twins and a 13-year-old, and I thought, holy moly, like I felt at that moment more like it was a torture or a punishment, honestly, because I'm not the natural mom type. I'm a little bit more of the, you know, kind of high-powered businesswoman type on a spiritual path. And so... So I thought, almost like that, you know, like we talk about karma. What did I do wrong? What the heck is going on, right? And then when I could understand that, oh, you had four soul contracts. These children want you as a mother. That allowed me to completely change the view,
reframe
energy,
what you were up
right?
to.
Really reframe that. And so the Akashic Records are phenomenal for that. Again, people who have challenging, you know, childhoods, who have, you know, angry or narcissistic or abusive parents, you know, or poverty or just physical challenges, whatever it is. And we think, why me? What did I do to deserve this? Right? I mean, that's a very normal human experience.
Question. Yeah. Yeah, and the Akashic Records can help you with that. I think it's so wonderful. So I cannot believe it's time again, but we have to take a break. And one more time, I'm here with Lisa Barnett. You can find out more about her work at akashicknowing.com. Again, she's got a Denver class happening August 11th through the 14th. That's a Friday night through Monday. And again, if you go to her website, you can find out more. She's got some free gifts for us. And so this is Audrey Michelle. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio, and we are going to be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, everybody. We are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I have Lisa Barnett here talking with us about opening our heart, about karma, about soul contracts, and how we can go from questioning to knowing. Lisa, I want to thank you, first of all, for sharing your work. I can't believe we've arrived at the last segment already. This has gone so fast. And before we went to break, we were chatting about overcoming challenges and blocks in our life. And one of the things I like to talk about in the fourth segment is intention, how to live your life from a place of intention. Obviously, you are up to big things in your life and in your work. So share with us, how are you showing up with intention in your life?
Oh, well, you know, I love to, you know, as we talked about living in our heart. So my daily intention is to live in my heart and open it even further. Open it so that it can expand around the world and I can share that love and light with all who are interested, right? All who are interested in connecting and being held in that love. And so to me, the Akashic Records make that really easy because they are, the Akashic Record keepers are pure unconditional love. My daily conversations bring me into divine source energy. They speak to us through a place of unconditional love, and they assist us in clearing these blocks and raising our vibration so that we can really not only set intentions, but those doors open. Our intentions happen with ease and grace. So making that happen in the world is my biggest intention, to help people to transform their lives with ease and grace. And so, of course, the book is all about that. And the prayers are really all about that. So I would love to share a few more prayers with people to just help us.
I would love to hear them.
Yes.
I want to know which ones are your favorite because there's so many good ones.
Gosh. I know. People ask me that, and I always pick different ones because
It just depends on where you're at.
It really does. And that's one of the fun things with the book. You can open up the book and just pick one of 73 prayers for the day. So this is one of my favorite. This is called the Prayer for Alignment. And again, as I find that we drop into our hearts and align with our soul to the highest vibration of who we can be, that allows beautiful doors to open. That means our intentions are heard and answered by doors opening, new people, meeting new people. Just, you know, sometimes it's a job offer. It might be a check in the mail. It might be a new friend, an invitation. And so alignment is a simple and a huge key to that. So let's do the prayer for alignment. Mother, Father, Goddess, God, please show me what it feels like to be the highest, brightest, and most expansive and aligned self that I can be today. Please open my heart to know the truth of my divinity and allow me to receive all the good that is within and without. Please guide me on my next steps to being abundant in all ways with ease and grace. And so it is.
So it is. That's a good one.
Yeah, to me, it kind of wraps it all up in of just a beautiful intention. And there's one more I would love to do today, and this is the prayer for world peace. And one of my great intentions is to help humanity move from the old lower vibrational energy to a place of heart-centered peace and on into really awakening and enlightenment or ascension, however we like to call that. But really it is about raising our vibrations and moving into expansive awareness of unconditional love. So this is the prayer for world peace. Mother, Father, Goddess, God, I am peace, and this peace permeates my heart. As I feel it in the depth of my soul, I expand this peace to embrace the world. I am peace. I know this is true for me. I know this is true for humanity. And so it is. Blessed be.
Your voice is just so calming. I'm like, you're talking, and I'm like, oh, like so totally into it. I'm like, oh, I'm on the radio. I have to like do stuff. Wonderful.
Yes. And you know, when people just, you know, read the book, read a prayer like that, you can go from that place into a state of expanded meditation, if you like. Because it is the beings of light that are connecting to us and expanding and helping us to be the peace. And when we know the I am peace, we can feel that that is the truth of who we are in this moment. And so that is the truth of what everything is in this moment.
Awesome. Lisa, thank you so much. So we have time for just a little bit of space about how we can continue to follow you.
So please connect with me on my website at akashicknowing.com, and you can find my 3 free gifts there. So when you sign up to receive the gifts, you will also sign up for my newsletter. So you'll get information about the Denver class that's coming up. You'll get information about working with me one-on-one. If people are interested in having an Akashic Record reading and healing session with me, that's on the website at akashicknowing.com.
Awesome. Thank you so, so much for your time. Okay, everybody, rewiring your life is really about creating a new nervous system, one choice at a time, moment by moment. And with this new nervous system, you will be a new person looking at the world with new glasses. And if you're ready to look at your life differently, heal wounds, and shift your thinking, let's talk. I have several ways to work together, from online classes to one-on-one coaching. You can always learn more at my website, audreymichelle.com. All the info is on my contact page, and you can sign up for quick tools and listening to your body meditations. So as we close, I want to thank my guest, Lisa Barnett, today for sharing more with her, about her work, about the Akashic Masters, and how to work with her and be in the Denver course. So I want to thank you all for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio. Of course, you can join me on Wednesdays at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com. And next week on Rewired Life Radio, I'm going to be talking about how I use kinesiology methods to help my clients interrupt their neuroplastic pathways and break these short circuits we have created around emotional stress, pain, and trauma. Have a great week, you guys. Tune in next Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.